One of the brachas that Chazal instituted in terms of brachas before eating food is the bracha of hamotzi. So usually the bracha of hamotzi is pretty straightforward. That's something that's made out of the five different species of grains. We assume wheat, barley, spelt, oat, and rye. Those we generally assume what they are. And they're mixed together with water and they're baked in an oven. So that's pretty much considered to be bread. And the bracha would be hamotzi. One would be required to wash until shadayim. One would be required to bench. Again, if one eats kidei sviya, one eats a full amount, really satiated, one has to bench min haTorah. If one eats only a kezayis, then probably only mid the rabbanon. But the basic category of bread is pretty straightforward. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us in the sixth pack of brachas that there is a type of a food that's almost in the bread family, but not quite bread itself, and that is what is called pas habor bekisnin. Pas habor bekisnin, we'll describe in a moment how it's made, how it differs from actual bread. But it's treated like bread, quasi like bread, in the following sense. That if one has a small amount of pasabah bekisnin, so then the bracha is actually going to be a mezonos, and one is going to require an alamiche afterwards. If one eats a significant amount, we have not yet defined, may not even get to that today, how much is a significant amount, what Chazal described as kviya suda, if a person establishes their entire meal based on this pasabah bekisnin, then that otherwise mezonos food is elevated to become like regular bread with all the halachas thereof, and therefore one would be required to wash the tefillin with the bracha, to recite a motzi, and to actually bench on this pasta baba kistin. So it's a strange kind of a food. Most foods, either it is a fruit or it's not a fruit. Either it is a vegetable, it's not a vegetable. Here it's a little bit strange. If you have a small amount, then it's not really bread. If you have a large amount, then it is considered to be bread. What is this mysterious food called pasta baba kistin? So the Rishonim have different opinions on how to describe exactly what the word even means. So there are some Rishonim who describe pasta bekisnin as a type of a pie type of a food, something that has a filling. So let's say, for example, a cherry pie, an apple pie. So it's made with the dough and it's baked in an oven, but it has some kind of a fruit filling or something. That's called pasta bekisnin. There are other Rishonim who describe pasta bekisnin as being something that the dough has other things mixed into it, not necessarily a filling, but rather it has flavorings in it, has sugar in it, maybe it has chocolate chips in it, there's honey in it, other kinds of things that are perhaps not normally put into actual bread, and that's what puts it into the unique status called pasta bekisnin. And there are other Rishonim who say that no, that's neither the cherry pie nor the kind of cake, but rather it's something similar to crackers. It's a very, very thin kind of a wafer, kind of a cracker kind of a food, and that is what's called pasta bekisnin. So there are three different opinions in the Rishonim, just what it actually is all about. There is a fundamental question as to how to understand this machlokas. Are these three mutually exclusive shittas? That means that the Rishonim, number one, deny two and three. Rishonim, number two, deny one and three, etc. Or do we say, no, that there's no real machlokas taking place here? These are really all descriptions of a basic principle, a basic category in halacha. And the basic category in halacha is snack kinds of foods in contrast to meal kinds of foods. The common denominator between the cherry pie and the marble cake or honey cake and the crackers is that all three of them are not really eaten as a generally as a meal, they're generally eaten as a snack. If that is the case, then the specific categories are not as important, but rather what's really important is the general heading, is this called a meal kind of a food, is this called a snack kind of a food? So this is a big machlokes in the poskim. What exactly pasta baba kistin is all about. So we have two things that are still unclear about pasta baba kistin. One is precisely what the exact definition is, and then even if we've come to a correct analysis of what pasta baba kistin is or is not, the further question is, well, how much, practically speaking, in terms of amount, how much is kviya suda? How much is going to require to wash and bench for set emotzi, even if it does fall into the category of pasta baba kistin? So it's these two issues that are going to converge together to discuss some of the more basic questions in the Chizbracha, some of the most common scenario shots of Chizbrachas, which hopefully we'll get a chance to begin to touch upon tomorrow. But based on the things that we're mentioning now, we'll try to tackle the issue of pizza, the issue of hot pretzels, things of that nature, of mezonos rolls, quote-unquote, which we're going to find out by tomorrow, probably don't exist. So all of those kinds of things are all dependent upon some of these issues that we're talking about. Hopefully, until tomorrow, we'll continue the sugya of pasta baba kistin.
Doctor's going to be here at 7 o'clock tonight. If anybody needs to play with the doctor at 7 o'clock tonight, please get in touch with me.